It's a family affair on this episode of Double Shot at Love as Polly and Vinny meet the girls' parents for the first time ever. And an emotional elimination sends one girl home. We're talking all about it starting right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! I got my dance move.
What's up, guys? Thanks again for joining us on this after show of Double Shot at Love. Today we are talking about episode 11, In the Club with Your Parents.
I wish we could play some 50 Cent.
We were talking about that earlier. That would have been so perfect. I'm your host, Benny Adams, and to my left, I have two amazing people who are reality show buffs.
Hi guys, I'm Lauren Mayo.
What up? It's your boy CJ Walker back again to speak Double Shot.
But we're not the only three people today. Aren't. We also have someone else joining us, Miss Brittany. How are you?
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We have so much to talk about, including our special segment, some news and gossip, some predictions. Mm-hmm. So let's just get right into it. What did you two think about this episode?
I love this episode. I was excited to kind of learn more about the girls and where they come from. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, I really like to be able to see all the people's parents, and that really gave us like a really in-depth outlook on like the girls.
Right. So, and speaking of parents, that was the main theme of this episode. Brittany, how was that situation for you, seeing everyone's parents or parents and family and friends and your parents coming? What was that situation like?
Awkward. I think, speaking for myself, of course, like me doing reality TV was a big deal. So when I found out that potentially my parents were coming, I'm like, this is going to be interesting. But it was neat. I think I liked meeting all the other girls' parents too. Okay. It gave a little context to kind of why they are the way they are.
Did your parents approve of you going on the show?
They support me in what I'm doing. I don't know that they believe you can find love on a show, but they know I have a pure heart, so they're like, go for it, and we'll be here to pick up the pieces if it doesn't work. And
that's awesome. Wow.
So one thing that really stood out to me was Nikki. She was worried. She didn't know who was going to come.
Yeah,
I felt for her like no other.
Yeah.
You know, she was so sad because we learned a couple episodes back that, you know, her family is a little bit different from, you know, the rest of the girls. What was that like for Nikki? Because I know that I saw you consoling her during the episode. How are the other girls towards her? Were they feeling for her like we were?
Honestly, Nikki and I were the last two to have people arrive for us. So I think everyone was pretty excited and distracted by what was going on downstairs. I felt for Nikki when I was there, but I was like, there's no way nobody's not showing up for her. Somebody's going to be there. But I'll tell you, watching it back, I teared up. I was like, okay, I feel for you. Yeah, scary to be the only one without somebody there.
Right.
Everyone's going to say that we're like all biased, but honestly, that was such a sad moment to see her just like by herself. And then when her cousin came and how like lit up she got, I was like, this is so oh my God, Nikki, I love you.
Good like, job. I was like, I wanted to ask.
I know, I wanted to just reach out and hug her. I was like, I feel for you, girl.
I wanted to ask, being there, was it as dramatic as it seemed, though? Like, was it that much of a time lapse for Nikki?
Yes.
Oh, man, I was hoping it wasn't. Yeah. That's so sad.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of funny and positive moments that don't make the show, but that negative, dramatic energy pretty much carries through because, I mean, you're there for, you know, one, two guys, and no matter how much you want to try to be nice, like, it gets a little tense.
So, obviously, with, you know, parents, family, and friends coming to visit, they're going to grill Vinny and Polly, and I feel that the people who grilled the guys the most were your parents, Brittany. What did you think? Did you know that was gonna happen, or were you nervous? Were you scared?
I don't know that if I was nervous, but I was a little apprehensive about my stepdad because if there's anybody who he doesn't even like watch reality TV, like he doesn't believe in it. The fact that he showed up, I knew that he was supporting me, mm-hmm. but I love my parents, so they can't really say anything to embarrass me, but I was a little concerned that maybe they were going to be like, this is dumb, like, you can't find love on here, but too bad, I guess, I don't know.
Right. And one thing I noticed, like, one thing I was surprised, actually, was there wasn't that much drama when it came to the parents coming to visit.
Do you think the parents are going to fight?
I thought there was
going to
be so much. Not, like, physically fight, but just they wouldn't just be into it. Like, were you guys surprised about that?
Oh, or? Like, they wouldn't be so supportive and accepting.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, why would they want their kid
Well, I get what you mean, though, because there's always that one parent who's like, I'm against this fully. This is dumb. Like,
right.
I get what you mean.
Because, you know, parents are very protective. This is a reality show. They're dating two guys who are making out with different women. So I thought the parents are just going to be like, I'm not into this. You need to stop this. Were you thinking that was what it was going to be like, Brittany?
I didn't really have any expectations for what I thought the parents were going to respond. But, you know, at the end of the day, being a parent myself, you are protective of your child. But these guys, when you get to hang out with them, I mean, we got a little bit amount of time with the parents. But so they're very focused on what can I learn from these guys. And honestly, they're very genuine when you meet them in person, and they're very real and they answer questions. So I think a lot of the parents were put a little bit more at ease once they got a chance to sit down and talk with the guys.
Who was your favorite, like, person or friend or family member?
For, like, the parents and the family?
Yeah.
I had a couple. So Darren's dad is super funny. He was kind of like the jokester of the group. I see where Darren gets her humor from. And I really liked Elisa's parents.
They look just like her.
Yeah,
don't
they
you
do.
Think? Her mom.
They do.
She literally, I've not seen a human being a more perfect, like, version of her mom and her dad. Like, she looks like both of them.
Those
and I really liked Elle's mom because we were able to have, like, a pretty legit and cultured conversation.
That's cool. So another someone else who stuck out to me was Nikki's cousin.
Yeah.
And how he was having
he
a conversation.
Her out.
Yeah.
Oh my
and that
God.
Shocked me. And, like, I obviously I don't think he did it intentionally.
Well, he's
to
like
her.
One of those family members who you're like, I'm not going to invite him to hang out around, like, my friends because he's going to say something that I don't want them to say.
No, I don't think so. I like Jermaine. I think Jermaine's just a straight shooter. He's telling – I think he, if anything, he's saying it because he doesn't want her to get hurt. He's like, just so you know.
That's a good point. That's
I don't
a good
think
point.
He was ill-intentioned. No, he just seems like he's blunt.
Well,
like, he's a Jamaican cousin, Jermaine. That's such a Jamaican cousin name, like, several.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't think it was, like, ill intent. I just think he's, like, one of those family members who you're just like, please don't say that.
Who just
like,
keeps talking and talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys agree with what he was saying? Do you think Nikki is clingy?
Okay, Nikki, I love you and all, but I mean, I can see where it's coming from. That's all I gotta say.
Lauren?
that was really hard for me to say.
Yeah,
I'm
you were struggling. I was giving you time. Yeah, I think she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that makes her a bad person.
No, like, not at all.
But I
not
do
at
think
all.
She is. I think she's really into him.
I think I agree. I think Nikki is clingy, and
I feel like clingy's not
clingy
like a good word.
Not in a bad, not in a bad way. It's just she loves who she loves. She puts all of her emotion, all of her love to that one person, and I don't think that's a bad thing. Yeah. But you know,
what do you think, Brittany?
Well, I kind of agree. I don't like the term clingy, but she is very intense.
Yeah.
Especially with Polly. I mean, I think all of you guys can see that. But she's that type of person that would put that kind of intensity towards anything that she's passionate about. I got to learn that as the weeks went on that, okay, she's just a really passionate person.
That's
right.
That's a good
not
word.
Necessarily,
passionate.
Yeah, and that's passionate. Not a bad thing. Like, it's a good thing to be passionate about someone.
Look, she can take it, guys. She knows that she's extremely passionate and she's extremely into him. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
I'd rather her be into him than, like,
Not
not care about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get more into Nikki in a little bit. But before we do, we have a special announcement from Miss Lauren.
Yes, we do. Hey, guys. We just wanted to take a moment to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you are watching us on YouTube right now, like this video and subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to us on iTunes, Are you listening to us on iTunes? I always wonder who those people are. Hey, guys, leave us a 5-star rating. All 5 stars, because the other stars don't really help us much. So all 5 stars.
iTunes and Spotify.
And Spotify, yeah. Apparently. Yeah. Okay. We're everywhere. But we so enjoy what we do here, and we thank you for supporting us and doing what we love. And speaking of love, I just wanted to tell you, Brittany, everybody wanted you to be here in the chat. Yeah. Everyone, the top people, the top predictions were, oh, I want to see Brittany. I want to see Nikki. They're going off in the chat,
and
like, I
Benny
love
is
Brittany.
Like your number one fan over here. Benny always like
you,
pumps you up.
You and Susie, I stand for.
Yeah, he has a t-shirt.
I watched your guys' episodes, and I always love it because you're like trying so hard to like not hurt my feelings. You're like, what are you doing there? I'm like, welcome to the rest
we're
of
like,
the
we're like, we don't want
to
get her mad, but we want her on the show so bad.
Yeah.
All right, so we were just talking about Nikki. You know, she's been a focal point in
of
this whole entire season. Brittany, what was your relationship with Nikki like? Because it seemed like a lot of the other girls just didn't really like her. Were you on that same boat, or were you the one that was kind of cool with her?
Well, I wasn't there night one, so I never got that initial impression what everybody else got.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I wasn't necessarily close with her. But as people really started like not liking her, it made me pay attention to her more, because I never want one girl in the house to feel completely singled out.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like I told her to her face, I said, Nikki, I don't really like how you are with Polly, because it's kind of really screwing with my chances to get to know. But as a person, she was cool to me. You know, like she braided my hair, she made food. I thought she had a really good heart, was maybe just a little misunderstood.
A little passionate.
And then watching the show back, I'm glad that we had that connection, because I really like her now.
Okay.
And I'd like to stay friends. Yeah.
Was she charging? Because I feel like she did several people's braids. Like you, B lashes. Like several girls have been like, yeah, she braided my hair. Like, you gotta have a side business going, Nikki.
I said I wanted to braid my hair, and so she offered, and I was like, okay. So she did it, and the girls were like, me next, because she was so good at it. So yeah.
That's funny.
That's sweet.
All right, so Brittany, you mentioned that you went up to Nikki and you approached her and said you didn't really like how she was with Polly. In this episode, you see Nikki sneak away and, you know, have a little short thing with Polly. And my question to you, Brittany, is can you really be mad? I always say this, can you really get mad at her for doing that when that's the name of the game?
Many episodes ago, I would have gotten mad at her, because I was just like, we're trying to hang out as a group, and she'd have like her legs wrapped around him. And then at this point, I'm just like, I'm so used to it, honestly. Like, she built a connection with him, and obviously I failed to do that. So I was way too timid for this type of environment.
And I was wondering, like, why did Elle get jealous? Because Elle has like both of those guys,
right.
So she can't really like get jealous about it.
You know, like I can see it. You know, you want to be the number one, even if you have both of them. You want to be the number one for both of them.
Yeah, it is a competition.
You know?
Like, yeah.
So people are definitely going to get jealous. What did you guys think about, you know, Nikki sneaking away? Do you think that was a smart move of her?
I mean, it's a gameplay, and she's playing the game hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, she did what she had to do. Just like when Darren snuck away, she did what she had to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, all strategy.
Yeah. Right.
Fair game.
Yeah, but the difference between that is Darren like snuck away.
Yeah.
Nikki was like, they were in front of the window. I mean, how did
right.
find you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, actually didn't Polly say where's a place when he was talking to Benny? He's like, where's a place that we can go? Let's go to the front. Like,
yeah.
That was such a weird choice. I don't know the layout of the place, but
there's
like,
nowhere
there?
You can go in that place.
That's the difference, I think, with Brittany and Darren. Not Brittany and Darren, Nikki and Darren. Nikki just doesn't care. Darren is, you know, she's
a cat.
That's
sneaky.
True.
I've been saying that since the first. She's told us the first episode.
That's very, very true.
Which has its advantages as well, so it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Did Nikki's how Nikki was with Polly? Did that make the other girls want to step up their game even more, or was there just a point in time where everyone was just like, "I give up. I'm just gonna do my thing, and hopefully it works out"? Brittany.
Definitely both. So I think some of the girls took it more as I accept the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the girls, kind of like myself, at some point I felt like Polly won't even notice me because he's so in this thing with Nikki that I just kind of gave up, to be truthful.
Okay.
And I know how you were saying that your feelings for Nikki has changed. Naya in the live chat asked, asked Brittany if she feels any differently about any of the girls after watching the episode so far.
Way to put me on the spot.
Like, good or bad? Actually, I just want to hear the bad. No, just kidding.
Yeah, honestly, my biggest thing is I never want to say anything to ever degrade another woman, ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did maybe lose a little respect points for a few of the people in the house after watching it. Mm-hmm. And it's more so...
Name names.
Yeah, name drop.
Yeah, you got a name drop,
You can't just leave us with that.
Oh, I hate doing that.
Give us one.
These girls, I do like them, trust me. Mm-hmm. But it felt like Marissa and Darren, and sometimes B-Lashes seemed more nice, but it seemed like they talked a lot about the other girls, and it just seemed kind of catty. I know, is that a bad word to use?
I totally understand what you're saying.
But they were good to me. Yeah. I mean, I know that they said shit about me in the house, but mm-hmm. I'm a strong woman. I don't really care if people don't like me. But they were talking about a lot of different girls, and I just felt like it was more unnecessary, to be honest. Focus on the guys.
And I guess, did you see that in the house, or do you think it was more so the editing, like, edited the few times they did it? Or...
It's both. So I heard, and I saw, and then I heard from other people. But, I mean, editing definitely likes to amp things up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're mean girls, but I definitely held my tongue a lot of times when they said things, because I would never say those things. Yeah. But, again, that's... just different of how we grew up.
Yeah. You're so sweet. Yeah. You're so classy.
See, that's why we love you. You're just like one of the nicest people. Yeah. You're super sweet. So kudos to
you. It's okay to say it. Everyone's thinking it. Yeah. We'll say it for you.
Yeah, Stuart, I'm pretty sure so many people were bummed that you were eliminated. And speaking of elimination,
you were eliminated,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
This was the third time you were on the bottom two. What was that like emotionally for you? We kind of saw it on the show, but was it even was it more rough?
Last week was the hardest for me. There was a lot that built up to it. And tonight's episode at this point, I was like, I think everybody and myself knew that I was going home.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I told the guys after the second time of being in the bottom two is I said, I don't want to be in the bottom two again unless you're sending me home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's just they didn't show it last week, but when they asked if I wanted another double shot at love, I said yes. But and then I told them how I was feeling, because I don't want to feel like I'm not good enough. And they can be truthful. If you're not feeling it with me, then, you know, it's not meant to be. So send me home. And I contemplated walking last week, but I stuck it out, and I'm glad I did, because I left on way better terms mm-hmm. than if I would have last week.
Okay.
And then tonight it was more like, I respect you guys, you know,
yeah.
sucks it to work out, but you can't date all of us.
Yeah, cool. No, and, that's true.
And C. Blair in the comments is asking, ask Brittany if she regrets going on the show.
Well, first of all, I don't regret anything in life, because it teaches you something.
Same
and I
here.
Learned a lot from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I first left the show, I was emotionally and physically just broken down, because I had no idea how to prepare for something in this nature. But now that I've had time to kind of just like look back and reflect, I'm very grateful that I had the experience. It kind of taught me to be vulnerable again, which I've not been that way for a really long time. And I think it just introduced me to a lot of different girls that I can have friendships with, as well as a different lifestyle. Like, I feel like I lived a little sheltered as a 17-year-old mom raising a child in Nebraska. And now I'm just like, okay, there's a whole other world out there. Let's go see.
And is that what made you want to apply for the show? Because you seem like completely different from the other girls. And I was like, what made you want to be on the show?
Yeah. So I applied because it was to date a celebrity. Yeah. I had no idea it was MTV. I had no idea who the celebrity was. But what drew me to that is I'm a very strong-minded woman, and I have troubles meeting guys that can keep up with me mm-hmm. and my mentality. And I just think a celebrity is – they are the way they are because they're strong-minded, they're driven, they're successful, and I'm attracted to that. So I was like, well, maybe I need to stop dating Nebraska guys and start dating celebrities. So that was initially why I applied for the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When you were deciding to apply, how did your daughter feel about it? Did she have any strong feelings? Like, what was her opinion on it?
Well, I talked to her through the entire process because I told her from the beginning, I said, if you don't approve of this, I'm not going to do that. Because at the end of the day, what matters the most to me is my relationship with her.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to find a guy someday. I'm just struggling to find the right guy. So I took a risk. But no, her approval means a lot to me.
Why, Brittany, why don't you think you were able to get that connection with Polly and Vinny?
I actually had a connection with Vinny.
Okay.
I had a date with Vinny that was completely cut out.
All right.
And that was hard for me to not be able to watch that back because I get why everybody thinks that I'm just kind of floating around doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But where I failed was after the date, I wasn't aggressive enough after that.
Okay.
It just started to get overwhelming because I kept watching these relationships grow. And while I'm competitive while in just about anything else in my life, I realize I'm not really that competitive when it comes to getting a man to notice me. Like, if you don't feel me, I can't truly compete for your affection. And so I kind of just naturally started to back off.
Okay. And so you said earlier that you told Polly and Vinny that if you're going to be in the bottom two again, to vote you out. So did you know this elimination that you were going home? Or was it a shock to you?
No, I pretty much knew because at this point, my relationship was not strong enough. If okay. I were the guys, I would have sent me home too. You know, I feel like we left on good terms. I told them I had a lot of respect for them. They said the same thing back. And I'm like, if that's what I take from this, I'll take that. The fact that I earned that respect, because that means a lot to me too.
And did you, do you regret not being able to see Ronnie and JWoww? Because like that happened right after you left.
So I mean, a lot of people probably don't know this. I'd actually never seen an episode of Jersey Shore in my life before going on this. And I knew of Polly D, I knew of Snooki, and I knew of JWoww because they're such well-known names. Yeah. I had no idea who Vinny was, and I didn't know the other characters. So, like, meeting Angelina was really fun, meeting Snooki. So, I mean, I'd lie if I said I wasn't a little bit jealous to meet them. And I think what I love is when families meet me, they usually love me. And like when I started meeting these cast members, they loved me. So I was like, who else can I win over? You know?
Yeah. Right, right.
That's true.
Polly and Vinny, apparently.
Back to the elimination. If you say you weren't eliminated this episode, which girl do you think should have gone home?
That honestly is probably one of the most frustrating questions for me because I don't think that any girl deserved to go home or stay than any other girl.
Okay.
It came down to the relationships and it came down to what the guys wanted. That's right. Where I struggled. I'm like, what is it that you guys want? You know, you say all these things and then you say I have all those things, but it's not me. So I just think, you know, at that point I was like, fair game, you know,
right.
I respect it again. It's just not me.
Okay. What about you guys? Did, who would you have wanted to see go home if Brittany didn't go home?
I wouldn't have wanted to see anybody go home, but
Darren.
I don't, well, yeah, Darren.
Obviously,
yeah,
you're
that's
Darren.
True. Darren is kind of mean.
Darren gotta go. She gotta go.
I guess I'm thinking like who I thought would have went home, and I think it would have just been kind of what Brittany was saying, the connection factor. And even though Darren is kind of mean,
salty.
She does seem to have
she has a connection.
She
so
does
you
seem
can't
to have a connection, so that I didn't think she was gonna go home. Plus
right.
her dad and yeah. was like a Polly D fan. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, she's pretty safe this
her
time.
Her dad was literally like selling her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't know, like I'm probably gonna be I have the unpopular opinion, but I kind of like Darren. Like, I'm starting to like
no, you
her.
Do not.
I'm starting to like her a little
Benny,
bit. I
that's
don't know
impossible.
Why, but
Benny, you're Brittany. Like, you're so sweet. Like, you and Darren would not be friends
in
real life.
I think I like Darren because, you know, she's playing the game so hard and she's making it enjoyable to watch.
What?
That's my opinion.
What? I get what he's
that's
saying.
That's my opinion.
I get what he's saying.
I know how she treats people, like the things that she says behind their back.
Like, it's good
obviously,
TV. It's
like,
good TV.
I don't agree with that. But yeah, it's good TV.
Yeah.
Brittany, what was your relationship with Darren? Is she really as vindictive as the show portrays her to be? Or is she different?
Word.
Vindictive? You're like, I like her, but she's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything is going to be amped up. I actually didn't get to know Darren and Marissa for a fact that well until we flew to Houston. That's kind of when I was like, I need to get to know these girls better. And I had a lot of fun with them. And I think that Darren probably is a very genuine person, but she knew what she was doing when she was there. Mm-hmm. You know, she knew she was playing a game and competing, yeah. and, you know, you can't knock her for that. She's right. doing well, obviously.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree. And honestly, we've seen some of Darren, but we haven't seen that much of Darren compared to Nikki. Like, we haven't really seen that much of her. So that's why I'm kind of like, I still kind of like her.
I don't know.
I mean, you do.
And I think, you know, Darren opened up a little bit when we were there, the little bit that we did talk. And I think that she has a really sweet side that she's just kind of not wanting to put those feelings out there. She's coming off mm-hmm. very strong. But, you know, I think she's still careful to actually get her feelings hurt. And maybe that's why she's being more aggressive in the competing aspect.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So towards the end of the show, we got a little surprise from
the Jersey Shore
and Ronnie. And I love when these guys come on.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, exactly. Brittany, like, I know you weren't there to meet them, but seeing that episode, what did you think about JWoww and Ronnie and meeting the girls?
Well, again, I've never, you know, met them or officially know who they are, but right. I've heard that JWoww has a very strong personality. So I think at this point in time, it's needed in the house because these guys still have connections with multiple girls. Like, they mm-hmm. have to make a decision and soon. So I think they need a little pressure, and I think that's what these guys are going to do.
Yeah, I mean,
like, oh, sorry, keep going.
I'm excited. I'm excited for JWoww and Ronnie.
Ginny JWoww.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited for both of them to come on because they're definitely going to be in Polly and Vinny's heads on, like, you know, which girl is right for them. Like, what did you think about them coming down, Lauren?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun. Like Brittany and like Mish and a few other people, I never watched the Jersey Shore. Don't shoot me.
Lauren.
So I know
I've
who
never
they
seen
are.
Jersey Shore, but I've seen the Family Vacation version.
Oh, you've been posing entire time.
No, I've seen
Whoa.
Jersey Shore
I
Family. I've seen Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I haven't seen the OG.
But let's move on.
No, Better. Ronnie. But Ronnie, I want to talk about Ronnie really fast. His whole look. Gotta go. He's like super.
What's wrong with his look?
He's like super orange on the episode, and his teeth like
they're
he
all
looks
orange.
Like
they're all
he
tanned.
Looks like he looks like Gucci Mane, you know, with like the he has like these huge white teeth. Oh my god,
I don't know. All right, so we're moving on to our.
Wait, I want to say my point.
Say it, Lauren.
Before
go
CJ
for it.
Interrupt me. Actually, I had 2 points really quickly. I did want to say I don't know about. Well, CJ's really passionate about this show, but and I am too. But I don't really dislike. Anybody that yeah. I haven't met, but yeah, I'm just saying yeah. as far as who deserves who, if anybody should have went home, who I thought it would have been just because of their behavior to others. But I'm sure they're all great people, and I think the competition just brings out different things in different people.
Right.
And also, I did want to shout out because they keep wanting me to say it in the chat. Everyone in the chat to you, Brittany, wants you to be on The Bachelorette. Would you ever consider
yes.
doing The Bachelorette?
I mean... Yeah, I will. I actually had applied in the past and never heard back from them. And I was like, that's fine. And I didn't think I'd get on the show either. And I did. So I don't know. I guess.
Oh, my God. She's going to be on The Bachelorette next season.
Hey,
this is exciting.
I'd
exclusive.
Watch that.
She's going to be The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And
After Buzz exclusive.
It's a little bit more my style. I won't lie. Like,
exactly.
I was in a shock factor in this household, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun with the girls.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the guys. Actually, we laughed a lot. I wish you guys could have seen more of the humorous sides. You pretty much only see the intense dramatic, but mm-hmm. everybody was really funny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on to one of our special segments, top three. CJ, take it away.
Yes, we are going to say who our top three parents and friends and family were of tonight's episode. I guess I'll start with you, Lauren.
Why?
Or Benny.
I'll go.
Okay.
All right, so one of mine was I just really liked Nikki's cousin. You know, it was cool to see that she had a family member come down and support her after hearing about her story. So yeah. that was one of mine.
That was sweet. Yeah. It's so hard. I really liked Darren's dad and Elise's dad.
Okay.
They seemed like they would be fun.
Yeah. I agree on Elise's dad. I really liked him. He seemed like it'd be fun, like, watch him in the car, like she said, with Vinny and, like, mm-hmm. interrogating him and yeah. stuff.
So. Oh, an honorary mention for John, because John was a prosecutor. He was asking
yeah.
questions.
Yeah.
Oh,
for his friend.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Brittany? Who was your favorite parent, family, friend, relative?
Again, I just really liked Elle's mom. I don't know if that's weird, but I think part of it was she was one of the few that I pulled out on the dance floor and she danced with me for a little bit. So it's fun to see her cut loose.
Yeah, that was cool.
But yeah, John, like he was great. Yeah.
Nice. And we learned a lot about Elle when her parents came.
Yeah.
So
and I think that's what was so great about bringing the parents in is, you know, sometimes it's hard to talk about yourself on certain levels. And your parents, like if they want you to succeed, they're going to be your best supporters, you know, and talk highly of you.
Right. All right. So now it's time for our special segment. Another one of our special segments, Spiral Squad.
And Spiral Squad is when we choose the girl of tonight's episode who we think went crazy, went wild, and just spiraled all around. I'll start with you again, Lauren.
And I'll take it to you again,
Benny.
Oh, my
God. All right. So my Spiral Squad is definitely... None of the girls really acted out that much. The only person who I would say is Darren, kind of, because she was the one talking to her dad, saying, you know,
she's in the chat,
person,
by the way. Hi,
person,
Darren.
No way.
Darren's in the chat.
What's up, Darren?
Unless there's a Darren Page impersonator.
Okay.
Could be.
But real quick, who was your Spiral Squad?
Okay. John, just because he was a persecutor, but. Or a prosecutor,
okay.
But also kind of Darren. I forgot the whole, like, being messy with the dad at the table. Like, girl, this is a happy time.
CJ?
Enjoy your dad.
I agree. Darren is my Spiral Squad winner.
Okay.
She is in the chat. I just saw. Yeah, because she was, like, talking about, like, Nikki a lot.
Yeah.
Like, behind her back on camera and stuff.
Brittany, who is your Spiral Squad?
I don't think anybody really spiraled out on this episode. I don't know how I could possibly choose one.
That is true. Everyone was pretty much
on themselves. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? There was probably no Spiral Squad because everyone's parents and family members were there.
Yeah,
so they're not going to act out while they're there.
You know what's funny about that is, I don't remember if it was Polly or Vinny in the episode, but said, yeah, the girls really didn't act that much different when their parents were on. I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought the opposite. I was like, these girls are a lot more behaved now that the parents are there.
Yeah.
And I was actually the one, I was like, I'm going to dance and have fun because I don't really change when my parents are there.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna get loose and wild, like, they're still gonna love me.
Right. All right, real quick, news and gossip.
All right, so Vinny will be dropping his pants again in Vegas.
I said Vinny.
Uh-huh. Not me, you guys.
I definitely said Vinny with
she
a V.
She said Vinny.
But I'm sure Vinny's got a great bod. He also has a chance.
Let's take the attention off of me. Let's take the attention
we'll
off of me.
We'll get back to that, but back to news and gossip. Like I said, Vinny will be dropping his pants again at Chippendales. He's actually rivaling Tyson Beckford's record. Back in 2017,
okay.
Tyson Beckford had, like, the highest sales.
Yeah.
So Vinny could actually beat him when he goes back. He has a six-week run.
That's crazy.
Starting July 26th. We're all going. They don't know it yet, but we're all going to go support my man Vinny as he drops his draws in Vegas.
So Lauren's going to get that double shot of love.
Yeah. Okito Guido.
All right. Now it's time for my favorite part of this after show, predictions.
Ooh.
And now, you're out.
Okay, let's do it. This is a long intro.
I predict that the girls are going to be back on their bad behavior now that the parents are gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think that JWoww, this lie detector, is going to expose some lies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Someone is going to get caught big time with a big lie.
Yeah,
I think, and that's gonna
what do you think it would be?
I don't know, but it's gonna be huge.
Someone's married.
It's gonna really mess
someone's
up
married
the relationship with someone.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna go off the lie thing. I think that JWoww is going to get in a fight with one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Either she's gonna like become friends with Nikki and get in a fight with Darren, or mm-hmm. become friends with Darren and get in a fight with Nikki.
Okay, I can see that. Brittany, I know you know what happens at the end, so I'm not going to ask you.
Well, she doesn't, because she wasn't there.
I don't. Actually, the last girls there would not talk at all.
Wow, really?
So we don't know, yeah.
That's crazy. I would have thought that you guys would have, like, you know, got together after the show, spoke about what happened. Okay.
Honestly, I prefer it this way because it's really hard for me to lie. So yeah. I'd rather just be like, I honestly don't
well,
know.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask you then, what do you think is going to happen next?
Like in the next episode?
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about a lie detector, I kind of hope somebody gets caught in a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of these girls about these girls that we just don't know yet. And if these guys truly are looking for love, I'd like for them to make sure that they're finding good girls.
That's cool. I really like that. Brittany, thank you so much for coming
yes,
on.
Thank you
yes,
so much.
Really appreciate
Brittany.
It. You are a complete sweetheart. You were amazing to
Double
watch
shot,
on
sweetheart.
The show.
Yep.
We're definitely bummed to see you go.
But excited to see you on The Bachelorette.
Yes, yes. We should like make a campaign yeah, for her
hashtag
to go
Brittany
on The Bachelorette.
On The Bachelorette.
Right. Brittany, what's your handle your fans can follow you on?
Yeah, all my social media is at Brittany Therese. Just make sure you spell Brittany correctly.
Okay. Brittany.
All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Again, I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I am Lauren Mayo. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
And I'm your boy, CJ Walker. You can find me everywhere at ICJ Walker, even on YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber.
Thanks for watching us, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.